Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my slave puts his trust in me, I will find a way out for him, even if the skies and the earth were to join together against him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Isa alayhi salam, put absolute trust in me, for I shall take upon myself the responsibility to fulfill all your needs. Choose no one as your protecting friend other than me, otherwise I will leave you. When the son of Auf bin Malik radiallahu anhu was caught by the kuffar, they tied him tightly with leather straps so that he could not escape. He was kept without food and treated very badly. He, however, managed to send a message to his father informing him about his sad condition and requesting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make dua for his release. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told of this, he said, send someone to him with a message that he should have piety, he should adopt taqwa, put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite this verse every morning and evening. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. It's the end of the ayat. The translation is, a Rasul came to you from amongst yourselves. Whatever harms you is difficult for him. He is full of concern for you. For the believers, he is full of pity and merciful. Now, if they turn away, O Muhammad, say, Allah is enough for me. There is no deity besides him. In him have I put my trust, and he is the Rabb of the magnificent throne. When the message reached him, he began to recite this ayat until one day the straps broke themselves. He escaped from them and also brought home with him some animals of the kuffar, which he captured as booty. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that whoever reads this verse at a time when he fears injustice from a ruler, attacked by a wild animal, or getting drowned in a river, he will escape any harm, inshallah. A hadith sharif says that the sahabi was also advised to read the following dua very often, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and strength except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala.